Hello and welcome to Stack the Pads, the women's hockey podcast for RMU Central Media. I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Owen Krebs.
And we've been off the air for a little while, just getting into the swing of the new semester, but we're back. And let's, want to get right started into it?
Yep.
All right, so last weekend, the Colonials traveled to Missouri to take on the Lindenwood Lions at... Well, it wasn't the outcome they would have wanted, I presume. Game one was a 2-2 tie. RMU getting the lone goal or the goals from J.C. Gebhard, Amber Rennie, and Lexi Templeman adding two assists in that game. So
yeah, the top line there really stands out. The Gebhard, Rennie, Templeman line, they've been great all year. It's nice to get the tie and get a point. Lindenwood's, I don't know. They're not
that good of a team.
They're not that good of a team. They're last in our conference right now. These are the games you want to win, especially late in the year like mm-hmm. this, if you're battling with Mercyhurst for top spot in the division. So.
And then Lauren Bailey made 17 saves in the game. So, I mean, good performance by her as well.
Not bad.
And then for Lindenwood, Nicole Guagliardo and Jada Burke getting the goals. And you can't say that RMU didn't get shots on net because they forced Sophie Wolf to make 35 saves mm-hmm. in net for Lindenwood. They just didn't go in.
Yeah, it's one of those games where at least it went to a tie. Like, at least you didn't lose this one, like, 3-2 in regulation. Mm-hmm. You got a point out of it. Sucks that you didn't get the other point out of it, but with this next game, it's kind of goes the other way, which yeah. is...
6-1 loss.
Yeah. Yeah, these, like I said, these are the games you really have to win late in the year. You're battling for top spot in the division. Lindenwood's a struggling team, and to lose 6-1 is kind of an oopsie there.
Yeah, not much you can say for the Colonials. Sarah LeCavalier got her first goal since switching to defense. I think that was earlier this year, I believe. So
yeah.
And it was on the power play. The assist went to Gebhard, who continues to lead the NCAA in both power play points and power play assists.
Oh, so. Of course she does.
Yeah, she's one of the best players on this team. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the best ever, I would say.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you have Howard, you have McLaughlin, but, I mean, really, she's probably up there.
She is. And... with her, I think one of the things that makes her just one of the best is that you obviously look at her point totals and just the way she plays, but, like, her attitude off the ice and, like, she doesn't care about her own point total. She wants her team to win. And every time I would ever interview her or anything like that and ask her about it, she would just say, like, well, it's because of my line mates. Well, it's because my team is playing good in front or, like, with me. And I think that's what a good leader – I mean, she's not a captain. She's an alternate captain.
Yeah, they don't have a set captain, do they?
They do not. They have three tri-captains and an alternate. And JC, she's only a junior, so mm-hmm. hopefully she can do it next year as well. And it's awesome to watch her do what she does.
Yeah, and then switching from that to the goaltending in that game.
Yeah, Lauren Bailey's been great all year.
Yeah.
She gets a pass on this one, honestly.
They had
7 saves, and she got pulled after the second period. And Ariel DeSmit came in and made 2 saves in release and let in 1 goal. And then 6 goals against in the whole entire swing of things.
One of them was an empty netter.
One was an empty netter.
But still, I mean... 9 total saves.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, that's tough. That's, like I said, this is just a bump in the road. We'll get back to things.
Next week against Mercyhurst?
This weekend.
This week, whatever it's called. But Lindenwood's goals, Megan Wagner, Jada Burke, Courtney Gansky, Sierra Burt had 2, and Cole Guagliardo, so.
What a name, Guagliardo.
I know. I hope I'm pronouncing. It's not like anyone from Lindenwood's going to be listening,
yeah.
but that's how I'd expect to pronounce it. But some quick stats here for the Colonials for the entire year so far. as we mentioned, led by J.C. Gebhard. 18 goals, 26 assists for 44 points. That's
insane.
I believe it's still top five in the nation. I know she was.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That is, like, if you do that in, like, an 82-game season, like the NHL, that's very good.
Mm-hmm.
They play a lot less than 82 games.
Yeah, they play, what, 18 maybe? They're 12, 12, and 6, so that's 30.
They probably play, like, that many series.
34, so, like, 34, 35, yeah.
Still, that, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Our power play is currently sitting at 19.7%, which is decent.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen worse.
And then penalty kills at 81.1, which is okay. Averaging 32.8 shots per game and only allowing 23.7. That's a lot of shots per game, yes, 32.8.
And not only that, but the disparity between the two.
Yeah, those are good totals you want to have. And the thing that I've really been noticing is that this team is, like, complete, and I really hope that they can do something in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You have depth scoring with, like, Natalie Marcuse and Caitlin Sadoway. You have your top scorers going, your first line with Gebhard, Rennie, and Templeman.
Mm-hmm.
Your defense is phenomenal, and you're missing arguably your best defenseman in Kirsten Welsh. Emily Curlett stepped up huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then aside from this 6-1 loss,
their goaltending,
Lauren
Bailey,
has been fantastic the entire year. I think this is one of the most complete hockey teams that we've had here at RMU, women's hockey teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that they can do something in the playoffs.
I hope so, too. I mean, they're certainly stepping up and doing, like what you said, without Kirsten Welsh, they're really showing they have this might.
Mm-hmm. Still no word on her. I don't know when she's getting back into things.
I mean, hopefully it's soon, because you always want that.
Yeah. You don't want her to come back first game of the playoffs, because that's mm-hmm. never the best thing. You want her to get some adjusting in before then.
This weekend they're playing their rival, Mercyhurst.
Yeah, practically a playoff game this weekend,
mm-hmm.
Mercyhurst.
Serious implications in the playoff. Colonials are currently 12-12-6 and 10-3-3 in the conference. They're 3 points ahead of Mercyhurst, and at minimum, the Colonials need a win and a tie this weekend, plus Lindenwood to tie with Syracuse next weekend to clinch.
Yeah. Syracuse has 18 conference points, Mercyhurst with 20, Robert Morse with 23, and this is a 4-point game for
mm-hmm. it's still anyone's.
Yeah. And 3 points ahead seems like a lot, but it's not. If Mercyhurst wins one game, they're 1 point behind us.
Mm-hmm. If they win both, they're in front of us now. Yeah. And we have to look to, who do we play next week? Is it Syracuse? No, I think it's Syracuse next weekend.
Yeah, those are the top three in the conference right now. So you can look at it two ways. You can say, oh, this is a good schedule because you want to be tested before the playoffs, or it's a bad schedule because you want to get easy points. Mm-hmm. I obviously think that the team thinks it's a good schedule because you want to be challenged. You want that. You want to earn that top spot in the division. And Mercyhurst is, in my opinion, the second best team in the conference. And Robert Morris is going to have to work to beat them this weekend.
And
should be good ones.
Luckily, both games are at home, so they'll get that fan support.
Of course, yeah.
So I think the Colonial Crazies should really come out and just cheer on the team. I know women's games may not get the same amount of attendance as men's, but it's still, it's still hockey. Like,
yeah.
But last week against Mercyhurst, or last week for Mercyhurst, they tied both games against Penn State, 1-1 for the first one and 2-2. And Mercyhurst is going to be hungry. Mm-hmm. They haven't won in 4 games.
Yeah, they haven't won. I mean, they have 2 ties, so they're still getting points. But I don't know. Penn State's a team that they could obviously beat. Yeah, I bet that you're right. I bet they're hungry because you would want to win those games, especially in ties, which is the worst thing in this conference, in my opinion.
Yeah. In general for Mercyhurst, led by Emma Newton, 14 goals, 11 assists, 25 points, and Maggie Knott, who has 4 goals and 16 assists for 20 points. Not the same amount of scoring as we're seeing from players like Gebhardt. I think Templeman even outscores them both.
Yeah. Well, it's because of I believe Gebhardt, Templeman, and Rennie are all top 5 or top 10 in the NCAA. Which I don't know. You might have to fact check that.
Yeah,
but
I'll check it real quick.
And that's just because Gebhardt is just such a
dominant
phenom.
Force.
Yeah. So when you look at other teams' stats, it's like, oh, they're not as good. Well, yes, they are. They don't have a J.C. Gebhardt, is what I'm trying to say, which is completely fine. They have more depth scoring. 25 points in 14 or in this many games, and 14 goals in this many games is very solid. And sometimes maybe they like sometimes it's better to have depth scoring than just a single player scoring all the goals. But I mean, for Gebhardt, the team around her is scoring in depth.
Mercyhurst power play at 14.9, penalty kill at 83.5. One area I think the Colonials could strike is they're actually allowing more goals than scoring for Mercyhurst at allowing 2.9 and only scoring 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes statistics like this are off, like off-putting, but that is area to look at.
Let's see. This weekend, what do you think happens? You think they win both?
I think they should. I think they should in terms of what they need to do, in terms of what they want to do, and in terms of what I want to happen. I hope none of these games go to overtime and just end in a tie, because these are basic playoff games, basically playoff games for me. I want there to be a true winner. This is a measuring stick game for the Colonials. Are they better than Mercyhurst? Are they not? I think they are, and I think they're going to win both the games. But as I say that, it'll probably be 2-2 overtime tie, 2-2 overtime tie.
Probably, because that's the way things go. But
what about you?
I think, like you said, they should win both these games. These are games not easily winnable, but they've proven they can win before. They beat Mercyhurst, 5-1 earlier this year? Let's see. Yeah, they beat them 5-1 in Mercyhurst last year, earlier this year. So,
and then they lost.
They lost 2-4. But they've proven they have what it takes, so I think there'll be close games, but they'll be good games, and Colonials will win both of them.
Yeah, I really hope so, especially if you lose 6-1 to Linwood. You didn't lose 2-1. You lost 6-1 to a team that's struggling. They're definitely a little upset about that, and I really hope that they come out strong in the first period Friday night.
And how far do they go this year?
I don't know yet. They got to clinch. They got to clinch for me to say anything yet. Yeah, talk to me after the Syracuse series.
All right. But I can see if they clinch, if they do well, I can see them going far.
I really hope so.
Maybe not Frozen Four far, but at least to the tourney. I can see them going to the tourney.
Absolutely.
But for Stack the Pads, I'm John Hanna.
And I'm Owen Krebs.
And we will see you next week.